trending party outfits and perfect gifts with Pep. Head to your nearest store to shop our best prices this festive season. Browse dresses and pumps at prices you know and love, from babies to ladies. Starting with baby girls' dresses from 79 kwacha 19 gwe each, and pumps from just 99 kwacha 19 gwe. Plus, plenty of options for the rest of the family too. Your favorites are waiting for you in store. Our best prices for your best festive season. Life's better with Pep.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider, with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet asleep.
Fibercom, your absolute connection.
You shop, you pay, you tap. Simple, right? Well, this month, every tap could take you somewhere spectacular. Use your F&B Visa debit card at least 8 times and stand a chance to win a trip for 2 to AFCON in Morocco. Or grab one of 25 trolley dashes worth 10,000 kwacha. Tap into greatness. Courtesy of Visa. Score with effortless payments. So go on. Tap today. Travel tomorrow. Because with F&B Visa, every payment is a chance to win. Terms and conditions apply.
A stitch in time saves 9. True. But how true is this in our new digital age? In the new digital business age, you have to be ready to challenge the usual. That's why Infratel's digital infrastructure excellence gives you the assurance of being one step ahead. Infratel's avant-garde digital business team is ready to support your reinvention with state-of-the-art and new-age digital solutions that guarantee business results. So maybe a stitch in time won't just save 9, it might save you 10. Reinvent business. Reinvent with Infratel. Infratel. Accessible everywhere.
Infused with a sharp sting of toxic ingredients. Blended in a filthy bucket from the back of a garage. And finished with a splash of poisonous chemicals. To round off the burn. Rough, dangerous, potentially blinding. This is how Junta is actually made. Say no to poor quality and unregulated spirits. Say no to Junta. Made from moments gone wrong. A message from the Coalition Against Illicit Alcohol. Not to be consumed by any human beings.
Being bold is actually beyond pressing shift keys. It's beyond shaving machines. It's beyond reversing a cancerous disease. Being bold is coming to the understanding that the harvest is more than plenty, but those willing to put in the work are few. Turn quickly to the book of Matthew, past 28 chapters and come to verses 19 and realize the mandate is to look at the world and all its nations and say to ourselves, therefore, I'll go too. I'll go and love my neighbor enough to want to see them in heaven. I'll go and be compassionate enough to share the gospel with no fear end. I'll remember that persecution must be for his name's sake, because I'm grafted in. To God, we kids are namesakes. The practicality requires me to step into faith. Convos to point to the true source in the Bible to pronounce the gospel. I share my testimony to shame the past and the accusers thereof. I share the message of his goodness, and it is to church I invite you. I step into prayer and offering daily support to the brethren, being a good example of righteous standing to all my sisters, and then realize that it's time we disciples went out to disciple others, to disciple the world into getting to know the God of the Bible. So go ye into the world and share his word boldly. The call is to engage culture for his glory.
We're here. here for one mission, to empower and equip believers for the Great Commission by delivering godly and relevant content that speaks to each member of the family. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Clergy urges public to enter 2026 with Christ and positivity. Government urged to honor commitment to pay farmers. And Mali and Burkina Faso impose travel ban on U.S. citizens in tit-for-tat move. Good evening, with the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Reformed Church in Zambia, RCZ, Nkana Presbytery Moderator, Reverend Lucas Nkoma, has encouraged members of the public to approach the year 2026 with Christ at the center and with positivity the new year deserves. Reverend Nkoma, who also serves as Minister in Charge at RCZ Ndeke Congregation in Kitwe, says the experiences of 2025, whether good or challenging, should not discourage people from embracing the new year with hope and confidence. Speaking in an interview with RTV News today, Reverend Nkoma noted that while 2025 may not have been a fulfilling year for some, particularly those who did not achieve their set goals, this should not be used as an excuse to lose hope. There is need for believers to remain in Christ and stay focused as they move forward, adding that faith provides strength and direction even in uncertain times, said Reverend Nkoma. Reverend Nkoma referenced John 15 verse 4, highlighting the importance of maintaining a continuous and living relationship with Jesus Christ, which he describes as key to spiritual growth and a meaningful life. Meanwhile, Reverend Nkoma has appealed to young people to celebrate New Year's Eve wisely, reminding them that the transition into a new year marks the beginning of many other celebrations and responsibilities ahead.
Kindly approach the new year with Christ. As you enter into the new year, remain in Christ and God will see you through. I may also encourage you, brothers and sisters, that if in 2025 you try to do something and you fail, it doesn't mean that you are going to fail even in 2026. The same God who has been with you in 2025, the same God will see you through in 2026.
The Zambia Police Service has called on the public to exercise extra caution during New Year's Eve festivities, highlighting the increased social, religious and commercial activities that may pose safety risks. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilari says while the festive season brings families together, it also comes with challenges such as crime and road accidents. Mr. Chilari stated that the police have stepped up their presence through both motorized and foot patrols in residential areas, business centers, and along major highways. The heightened police presence is purely preventive and aimed at ensuring a safe and peaceful environment for all New Year celebrations, said Mr. Chilari in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He also reminded motorists to prioritize road safety, cautioning against drinking and driving, speeding and using roadworthy vehicles, all of which remain leading causes of accidents. Mr. Chilari further advised members of the public attending late night events or overnight prayer meetings not to walk alone and emphasized the responsible handling of fireworks.
To promote public safety and maintain law and order, police visibility has been increased through both motorized and foot patrols in residential areas, business centers, and along major highways. Members of the public are assured that this enhanced presence is purely preventive.